Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm broadcasting with my dear friend Bert Bertonis this hour. I've known Bert for just under 50 years. Just under 50 years. He's on the West Coast. He is in Silicon Valley. He is a radio frequency engineer. He's a patent holder. He's a brilliant designer. Actually, I have a couple of his designs in the studio. Satellite communications receivers. I have a Telecom 124 and a 4000 in the studio to remind me of the good old days. And we're going to be talking about something that we know a little bit about. And Bert called me a day or so ago, and he said, "Hey, Vin, George Norrie was talking about us on the broadcast." And I said, "No, he wasn't talking about us." And he said, "Well, close. Not exactly us, but what we were doing." And it's absolutely true. We were doing it. Bert, would you like to share with us what that call was all about? And how it led to this
sure,
broadcast.
Vince, and good to be with you again.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Yeah, so can I backtrack just a little bit and give you kind of the background for how this all began? So, as you know, I've started a few companies in my time, and typically I got private investors or venture capital to invest in my companies. And a while ago in a previous company, I had this French venture capitalist who was had invested in our company and, in fact, was sitting on our board of directors. And we made him chairman of the board, in fact. He was so helpful and bright. And so turned out that that investor was Jacques Vallée, the famous UFO investigator. In fact, there's a part that's him in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But I digress. So from time to time, I talk to Jacques about what was both of our hobbies, which was UFO investigation. My primary business was starting and running electronics companies, and his primary business was investing in Silicon Valley startups and making money for himself and his investors. But time went on, and I sold that company and moved on. And one day I got a call from Jacques in the middle of the week, and he said, "What are you doing for lunch on Saturday?" And I said, "Well, I don't have any plans. Well, what's up?" And he said, "Well, I'd like you to meet some friends of mine." I said, "Sure, Jacques." So went to this restaurant in Palo Alto, California, middle of Silicon Valley, and sat down with four of Jacques' friends. One was a nuclear researcher. Another worked for the government. One was a investigator for Stanford Research Institute. And another actually worked in Hollywood. And I won't mention his name, but many people would know him. And we talked about the subject of UFOs. And they went on to tell me that there was this area in the country where UFO phenomena has been occurring for at least 40 years on a fairly regular basis, and they had all been involved in researching this area from their different fields, whether it be engineering or light photography or other paranormal investigation. And they went on to say, we think there's a RF phenomena going on, particularly microwave energy, and we'd like somebody with your skill set to join our team. So I was taken aback and of course accepted and joined the group, and then went on to find out, they didn't tell me till a week later because they wanted to keep it secret, went on to find out that this area was only a short drive, I won't say how long, from a good friend of mine who had just moved to Missouri to build a cattle ranch. And that person was you, Vince, and this was just before you became a radio personality. And that's kind of the backdrop to what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, and this is all true, class. And so we went there. Bert, would you release the name of this location, what it's referred to as, but it's not on the map. This is a...
No,
go ahead.
It's not on the map. There's a very famous UFO researcher who we met with on when I came out, called Ted Phillips. And Ted is from Missouri, and he was the first scientist to really begin investigating in depth the phenomena. And he came up with the name Marley Wood. And we're not going to say where it is because the ranchers who live there would like to keep it private, and we respect that privacy. But the name had no meaning other than Ted came up with it just to identify that particular part of Missouri.
Right, class. So it's called Marley Woods in UFO research terms, Marley Woods. It's not on the map. Now, it may seem like we're making this up because we're not going to tell you exactly where it is. But here's why. Believe it or not, I related this story to Bert. It was unknown to him that Mrs. Finelli and I traveled Missouri, and we identified a couple locations that we really, really liked. And we were willing to put offers in, firm offers, to buy two farms. One farm was about just over 200 acres, and the other farm was bigger, 241 acres. And the one that was 210, 215 acres, I'm being vague on purpose because I don't want this area to be identified. The one that was 210 to 215 acres was really close. I mean, like maybe a mile or so away, maybe 2 miles away from Marley Woods. And it was really magnificent. But the other farm, the one that we ended up buying, we bought because it was difficult to negotiate with the guy who was selling the 210-acre farm. He was a foreigner, and it just very difficult. So I said, I just don't want to deal with them. So we ended up buying this farm, and I'm glad we did because this is a better farm. And so I've been there before Bert and I went there with Ted Phillips and one other individual. And the reason that we don't want to talk about exactly where it is we were taken into confidence by several individuals who live there, a very prominent business person that pretty much everybody in the area would know at that time. I don't know if he's still alive or not, but very, very prominent individual. And they were very concerned about people just showing up to look and gawk. And, you know, these are farmers, and they just want to do their thing. They don't want to be interrupted and plagued with people, you know, leaning on the fence and hopping the fence and, you know, that kind of thing. They just want their privacy, just the way we do here at our farm. So that's why we're not going to mention where. But we were shown the who, what, when, where, and why of this area, Marley Woods. So, Bert, please continue.
we planned a trip to meet up with Ted and investigate and look further into this and to meet with the ranch owners and the people that live there. And I got to tell you, it was one of the most fascinating expeditions of my life. One of the ranchers in particular had actually constructed a guest house for the scientific community. I believe that that home is still there. It's a small cottage, basically, filled up with UFO memorabilia. And that's so researchers can go and stay overnight there, because a lot of the phenomena does happen at night. Turns out I didn't have to stay there because I had your place to stay at. So thanks again for the hospitality. So we basically spent the time interviewing the different people at the ranches, and I think we can tell some of the stories. They're some just completely fascinating. The one thing I think was in common is these people weren't making up these stories. You can tell when somebody's you know, telling the truth and has concerns, and really they just want answers to why this has been going on. Why? You know, why is this happening to this area? And, you know, that's why they invited the scientists in, to try and find the answers. And we can go into some of the particular stories, but I think in general, I think we would say that these are people who are basically salt of the earth, farmers, ranchers, people that have lived there for generations, and they don't want the publicity. In fact, you know, they're not making up stories like this because they want to be in a magazine. It's quite the contrary. They just want to know answers to why this has been happening to their community, and, you know, what does it mean?
Yeah, and they have nothing to sell, class. So it's not like this is a tourist, they want to make this a tourist attraction. They want to do the exact opposite. They don't want people to know about it. They really don't. So, Bert, why don't we talk about what the phenomenon is? Let me try to explain this. So, class, I'm sure you've had a flashlight out at night. Now, imagine a flashlight with that you could focus the beam. So the new LED flashlights have a feature where you can push or pull the slide, and you can change the reflector so that it goes to a wide flood area or a narrow beam. So let's take that flashlight and make it a narrow beam. And then at night, let's assume that we could create a ball of light at the end of the beam of that flashlight. And let's say 500 feet away, 1,000 feet away or so. And you hold this flashlight in your hand, and you just move it around, and that beam of light can go up, down, left, right, at fantastic speeds, okay, because the speed is multiplied by the distance, okay, and so a 1 degree movement of your hand is a large distance at the end of that 1,000 feet or so. So that is what this phenomenon is, balls of light that track each other, like they would if they were at a ball of light at the end of a flashlight. Not a beam of light. There is no beam. But at the end of the beam, there would be a ball replacing the beam. And these things go really fast. They come in toward you. They zip past you. They go out and they travel and they seem to be friendly to each other. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And, we're doing something that Bert and I had talked about that we probably wouldn't talk about. You know, years ago we said this probably isn't a good thing. We'll lose credibility if we talk about this. But we decided that we would yesterday. And so here we are. We were going to talk about something else, but here we are. We're talking about firsthand experience with the people who witnessed this unexplained phenomenon in Missouri, in a remote area of Missouri, in farmland in Missouri, known only to a select few as Marley Woods. And, Bert, did I describe the phenomenon the way you remember it?
Yes, Vince. So let me say that, you know, when people think of UFO phenomena, typically we get images of flying saucers and you know, beings walking around, and, you know, that's kind of the storyline most of the time. At Marley Woods, it's different. It's something different. These are primarily light orbs, like you described, orange-yellow, about the size of a basketball, that are moving around, doing something. We don't know what they're doing, but I think we can be pretty sure they're intelligently guided because of the stories we heard. They just weren't floating around randomly, although sometimes it seemed that way. They would come up to people. For instance, we heard one story of a lady who just was angry that her family has been, you know, bothered by these orbs over the years. And one afternoon she came out and started yelling at them. And her daughter was with her. And she goes, "Why do you keep coming up to our farm?" And the light orbs came right up to her, sort of like, "Who is this person yelling at us? What is it saying?" And kind of hovered in front of her and listened to her yelling for a while and then zoomed off. So obviously some type of intelligence guidance. Did they hurt anybody? Well, I haven't heard any stories, I don't think you have either, of them hurting any people, but they certainly terrified people. And but they have hurt property, and we can tell some of the stories of what they, you know, kind of pranks, almost like pranks you would do in college, like move somebody's truck that was, you know, a disabled old hulk of a pickup truck sitting in somebody's yard and move it 50 yards into, smash it into a garage door. You know, why? You know, why would that happen? We don't know. Things like that.
Bert, I remember a story where, part of this, where someone pulled a shotgun on one of these.
Orbs. Let me tell that story because, you know, when I came to visit you on this trip and go to Marley Woods, one of the things, and it was, you know, my first time spending any time in Missouri, I noticed everybody had guns, you know, in not in a threatening way, but people just, you know, go about their business, usually wearing handguns. And I know you do, and a lot of the people in that part of Missouri do. And so I asked Ted, I said, "Ted, with everybody having guns, did anybody take a shot at one of these things? You know, probably I wouldn't do it, but, you know," and he goes, "You know, interesting, I can tell you a story. So let me repeat that story for you, Vince, if you have time." So about two ranch hands who were driving back from their job in a pickup truck, and it was just the sun was starting to go down, and they noticed that their truck was being followed by one of these light orbs. So one of the guys pulls out his shotgun and says, "You know, slow down, let me take a shot at the thing." And so the one driver slows down, and the other guy leans out the passenger door window and fires the shotgun at the light orb. Well, as told to us, the light orb exploded into a thousand little balls of light, then came back together and kept following the truck. At that point, the two guys were so terrified, they didn't even want to look back. They drove for 20 minutes, barely talked to each other. When they finally looked, it was gone. And they obviously aren't going to probably do that again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's chairing the latest monthly jobs report from the government just released this morning. The economy recovered about 1.4 million jobs last month. down slightly from July's 1.8 million, but slightly higher than what most economists predicted. And the jobless rate dropped from 10.2% to 8.4%. President Trump tweeting, the numbers are great and better than expected. Senior economist at Bankrate.com Mark Hamrick notes, however,
13.6 million persons are still listed as unemployed this Labor Day, so a substantial number of Americans still have little to celebrate about the status of the workforce.
He was speaking to CBS. Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday was killed last night by a federal fugitive task force as they tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying today he would be comfortable getting a coronavirus vaccine if it's proven to be safe and effective. The nation's top infectious disease expert telling CNN this morning that he would examine the data surrounding any vaccine. He said it likely wouldn't be released publicly if it wasn't safe. Fauci says a vaccine could possibly be approved in November or December. A former National Rifle Association executive is out with a new book that's calling for gun control. Joshua Powell's book is called Inside the NRA, and in it he criticizes the organization, saying its leaders are more concerned with money and, in his words, appealing to the paranoia and the darkest side of its members. He says he supports unilateral background checks and red flag laws that allow firearms to be taken from people if they're considered to be dangerous. His book will be released next Tuesday. And all-time Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings is returning to the show. Well, he's been on the show several times since some of his record-setting victories, but this time he's returning as producer. He'll be a consulting producer when the legendary quiz show returns this season. Sony Pictures TV saying the greatest of all time will be featured in special video categories and will be a general ambassador for the program. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I'm just thinking about the fallout from this broadcast, Bert. Some of the people who have microphones that are on talk radio. This is Do Radio. I'm talking about talk radio. They're probably saying, yeah, Fennelly's really lost his mind this time, and his buddy Bert, the two of them, they're conjuring this up. We are not. And we decided that we would talk about it. Now, we're talking about Ted Phillips, and Ted Phillips is the guy. He is one of the major UFO researchers of his era, and he has passed away. And Bert and I were stomping around in Marley Woods together with Ted Phillips and one other individual. So there were four of us. And Bert, do you want to tell a story about, I asked Ted a question about, you know, what is, so what about this area? Do you want to say that or do you want me to?
Well, I'll intro it and then you can fill it in. But I think the difference is, you know, I've been sort of as a hobby, a UFO investigator for some time. You were definitely in the skeptic case. And, you know, open-minded, but very skeptical. And so the first thing you said was, why here? Guys, why, what is it? What is it why this phenomena is happening here? And, you can comment to what, how Ted responded.
Yeah, I said to Ted Phillips, Bert was right there. I said, so Ted, what is it about this area? What makes this special? Is it that there's a lot of iron in the ground here that's like a superconductor in the earth that attracts energy more than just dirt elsewhere because there's more iron in it? Is that what it is? Or is there radiation here? Is this a radioactive hotspot? What is it about this area that seems to draw this phenomenon that has been witnessed by so many people as balls of light traveling through the air? They appear to be friendly to each other. They come up close. They disappear. What is it about this area that attracts this phenomenon that is witnessed by so many people? What is it? He got mad at me. he was kind of frosted that I said that, and I'm not sure why. And he said something to the effect that, so you're telling me you don't believe it. And I said, no, that's not the case at all. I'm just saying that if it's happening like this and it's happening here, then there must be something special about this area that's different from other areas. And then, you know, he kind of cooled down a little bit. But he's kind of annoyed with me for asking that question. But I thought it was a perfectly reasonable question. How about you, Bert? Do you think that was reasonable?
Well, not only was it reasonable, but it's the logical question, you know, the first question probably someone would ask. So I don't know if we got an answer. I don't think we scientists
no.
community really knows. But why don't you say what you know, what ideas we came up with at the time.
Okay. So class, Bert Bertonis is a almost a lifelong radio enthusiast. He probably didn't start until maybe 7 years old. But around then, he started working with electronics, and he's been doing it ever since. He's a patent holder. He's a researcher. He's a designer. He's the guy that when big companies get into trouble, they can't figure it out, they call him. They call him to figure out the things that their engineers can't figure out. That's who Bert is. Well, Bert, in the course of his engineering pursuits and passions, he works with things he can't see. Frankly, if you want to, you know, look down on a an integrated circuit, you can't really see the electrons moving around. You can measure them, you can measure what they do, you can watch what they do, you can track what they do, but you really can't see them. So he's used to working with things he can't see all the time. So his job in this little adventure was to figure out what this is. What's going on here? And so the next visit was going to be bringing some survey equipment. I'm talking about equipment to measure different frequencies, because there seemed to be some kind of cooperation between these balls of light that are traveling together. So, and it was friendly. These things, as we were told, they're very friendly, and they seem to work together in harmony. And they fly together. They turn left, right, up, down together. You know, sometimes they, you know, separate a little bit, but they catch up with each other, that kind of a thing. And so the question that Bert had was, how are they communicating? And then I kind of said, hey, Bert, why do you think, and I wasn't being flip. I was asking the question, as you know, I've been trained in science. I've been trained in biology. Bert and I have been trained in biology, chemistry, physics, electronics. We've been trained in some of the hard sciences. Well, my question is, Bert, so why do you think they communicate? What about if they just know? You know, one of the thoughts that Bert had was these balls of light were scouts traveling around and reporting back, you know, to, we'll call it the mothership or to headquarters. And we don't know what that is, but we thought maybe that was it. But my question to Bert was, why do you think they're communicating? How are we going to measure this? And if they can do this, why would they be using frequencies that we use? They might be doing the equivalent of laughing at us, you know, using these primitive communication methods in, you know, in the high-frequency microwave range. Maybe they just know, and they don't have to communicate. They're actually a part of each other, but they travel separately and together, and so that was my question. Bert, you remember it that way?
Yeah, and then also, you know, could there be something in the ground, in the earth, that brought them to this area? Because I don't think it was the people. You know, I don't think, you know, they wanted to learn, you know, about the culture or anything like that. So, you know, what's in the geography, you know, of this area? And I think there were some answers there that I think we got, maybe.
Yeah, and actually we probably ended up with more questions than answers. So there is more iron in that area. But the radiation part, I'm not so sure about. But we really think it was related to the geography. And it is farmland. And, Bert, it is so hard to believe that all these people would have such serious looks in their faces. They didn't want to talk about it. But they also, the ones that we talked to, saw it. They had first-hand experience with it, with this phenomenon. But they weren't, there was no sign that said, Area 51, turn left. It wasn't like that. They wanted to keep it quiet. It was like prying it out of them. Until we gained their trust, they didn't tell us much. They wouldn't tell us anything. But we did see that, we'll call it a cabin, we'll call it in the woods kind of a thing, where they could actually sit on a, almost like a bleacher, but it was just a bleacher for like a couple people. And they could sit raised above the ground, and they could watch. And that's what they would do. They'd go outside at night, and they would wait and watch. And then they would see it, and they would confirm with each other that they saw what they saw. And then they would confirm that with other people that saw it on different days. And these are balls of light, and it was always the same thing. And everybody described it the same way, balls of light, moving so fast in we call it acrobatics that we can't do. And that's why I described it as a ball of light at the end of a flashlight beam, because you know how fast you could move that around. And we know there's nothing that we make that can fly like that. We know that. So that's what it was. And they would come and go, and they would disappear. And that's what we heard. Yes.
There was one area, let's say the epicenter. Let's describe, you know, three or four ranches, and approximately in the epicenter, there was that area that they called no man's land. And no animals would go into that little territory. Very strange.
So we're talking about, you know, we have here at the farm, we have all kinds of four-legged creatures. We have skunk. We have squirrels. We have rabbits, deer, armadillo, possum. I mean, just to name a few, okay? And then there's domestic animals. But in this area, you know, you would expect that deer are real popular here in Missouri, especially in the countryside and in farmland and ranchland. No deer. No small animals. It's almost like there was a fence around it or signs that the animals said, oh, no, we can't go in there. We're not allowed in there. That's what it was like. And they all described it that way. All the people who lived around it said, yeah, like this no man's land. Animals won't go. They told us they won't go there. They don't go there. So we very, have... Go ahead.
Very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did we see these balls of light? No, we did not. We didn't. So we're not saying that we saw them, but we are saying that we interviewed a whole bunch of people who did see them, and they all said the same thing, and they were really serious about it. You know, it's almost like if they had a script and they all stuck to the script, that's what it was like. But these people did not seem like the people who would stick to a script. They seemed like they had individual opinions, and they talked about, you know, their firsthand experience and so forth. And really, they don't want people coming out there. So we're not recommending that you try to find Marley Woods. I mean, you can do research on it. You can do research on Ted Phillips. But there's nothing I believe other than once or twice or maybe three or four times I've mentioned something around this that you and I were stomping there, but we haven't talked about it in detail as we are now. You know, on the radio. So there's no information about Bert and me doing this, because this is the time we're actually talking about it. Bert, what did you come away with? You know, we came back to the farm. It was a substantial drive back to the farm. What did you come away with after that?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you earlier described it as, rather than getting answers, we got more questions. Mm-hmm. You know, I was hoping that, we'd figure out, you know, is this something man-made? Is this somebody putting on a prank? Is this, the traditional UFO lands and says welcome and alien walks out? Well, it was none of those things. And, in fact, it was more befuddling the more we learned. It's almost like something more advanced than the traditional UFO story you hear about. We still don't know what this is. I think, collectively, I think we're all learning more and opening up more to the subject. It's obviously been on the news with the Navy camera footage, and a lot of people are opening up their awareness.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I want you to know that when Bert and I decided that we would talk about this subject, we did not have a plan as to, we'll talk about, you know, here's the script. And it's not like that. What you're hearing is our reaction to what each other has said, saw, etc. We were both there with Ted Phillips and one other person. And, Bert, let me say it this way, and then correct me if you think that I'm not saying it right. But I believe that what you and I learned, that this phenomenon is not a solid object, but more likely particles of light that have attraction to each other that take the form of a sphere. So what I'm saying is it's ball-like shape, particles of light that are attracted to each other that work together to form a sphere, travel together, and travel in multiple spheres with each other, cooperating with each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Some sort of light energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason I said particles rather than wavelengths of light is because it's more easily imagined in the mind's eye, particles sticking together rather than wavelengths sticking together. That's why I said it that way. So Bert, we haven't talked about this either, but on your next visit to Missouri, would you want to go visit Marley Woods again, and two of us go out there? And if so, what equipment would you bring, if any, and what would you want to learn from that equipment? What would you want to measure if you wanted to? What would that be? What would our next visit be?
Well, I think on the next visit, we're going to be bringing some electronic test equipment, in particular, spectrum analyzer, to see in as broad a frequency range as possible to see what we can measure and try and get an idea of, what type of frequency spectrum might be coming out. And probably spend a little more time so we can, maybe be there during the night hours when it seems to be more prevalent. Or, you know, it might not be that it's more prevalent, just more easily visible at night. So we can do that as well. And I also mentioned that for anybody that wants to see this, it's not really hard to find videos. Just Google Marley Woods light balls, and there's plenty of photographs and live video of this phenomena. So it's not, it's not hard for someone to go look at it right now.
Okay, so Bert, if you brought a spectrum analyzer, would you consider bringing a directional antenna or omnidirectional or both? Would you want to point the antenna to see what else is out there? Maybe there is a home base, a central office?
Well, I'll bring both, but keep in mind we want to do a very broad frequency sweep, and directional antennas usually are only directional for a very narrow, relatively speaking, frequency range. So we'll bring everything that we can and, try and learn a little bit more about the frequency signature that we can detect.
You know, the higher the frequency, the more data can be contained on that frequency. What are you thinking? Because the way these things move, it seems like there's a lot of data points. A lot of data points. So do you have an idea of what frequencies we might be measuring? Bert, did I lose you?
There's already been some reports of high levels of microwave energy. So that might be something we'll look at. Is that related? Hard to say. You know, more testing needed.
Now, do you have a frequency range that you're thinking about, or how high can you go?
Well, my lab's limited to the microwave region, but obviously there's a lot more to discover in the light range. And in fact, when we were talking about 5G and 6G, we mentioned that area in between microwaves and light, which is a very unexplored area so far. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of test equipment available in that range. We're talking about the terahertz region.
You know, as we're discussing this, I'm thinking that these light balls, if they are what we think they are, they're beyond what we can measure. Isn't that possible?
Very possible.
Because we're talking about moving from radio frequencies into light frequencies, and that's beyond the capability of today's semiconductors, as I understand it. Well, Bert, I got to tell you, I think some people are scratching their heads, wondering, and as Carl Sagan told us at the university, it'd be very strange, it'd be very unusual if we were alone. Be very unusual for the universe to be this big and us be it. Bert, thanks so much for sharing your time with us and your expertise.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.